Seals. We have two sorts of seal in Ireland. The common seal, which isn't very common in most places, and the grey seal, which is quite common along rocky shores of both the east and west coast. In September and October, grey seals come out of the water in large herds to give birth to adorable furry seal pups. They need undisturbed beaches to breed on, so now they're confined to only a few offshore islands. Each September, Tróth Bán, the crescent-shaped beach on Amblasquid Moor, the Blasket Islands, is covered with hundreds of grey seals, all heaving themselves about awkwardly, groaning and grunting and shoving about, packed in tightly and ready to birth their young. First, the male comes ashore to claim some territory. He's followed by about 10 females who will make up his harem. These females are already about to give birth when they come ashore, each having one gorgeously furry, big white seal pup. As all the pups are born during September and October, they need to gain weight quickly to survive the winter at sea. The mother seal's milk contains 50% fat, compared to the milk of a dairy cow, which typically contains about 4% fat. On this diet of super fatty milk, the seal pups gain more than 1 kilo a day and manage to weigh about 40 kilograms by the time they're just 3 weeks old. While all this is going on, only 2 weeks after giving birth, the male seal mates with each of the females in his harem. But the mother seal is able to delay the development of the embryo so that she can restore herself for a few more months before actually becoming pregnant. She suspends the progress of the fertilized embryo inside her for about 100 days. She too has to put on weight again and eats a lot. Seals catch crabs, lobsters and fish, including conger eels, pollock, mackerel, herring and salmon. They seem to have a particular taste for small sand eels, also a favourite of the puffins who they share the rocky shores with. As a furry mammal which breathes air, seals seem somewhat out of place, spending their lives diving for fish in cold Atlantic waters. But seals are supremely adapted to the aquatic life. To begin, a thick layer of insulating blubber keeps them warm in the chilly waters throughout the year. They have some incredible physiological adaptations for diving too. To avoid getting the bends, a phenomenon where bubbles of nitrogen gas in the body can kill a diver who ascends too quickly, seals are able to reduce the volume of nitrogen going from the blood to the body tissue and avoid the risk of gassy bubbles forming as they ascend again. For longer dives, seals can slow their heart rate to just a few beats per minute. A slower heart rate reduces the amount of oxygen used up by the blood, allowing them to stay underwater for up to 30 minutes. They also have a huge amount of blood, 75% more than an equivalent-sized human, so they can store more oxygen in both the blood and their muscle tissue. Once they resurface, their heart rate accelerates for a few minutes to pump back all the oxygen that's been depleted during the dive. These incredible physiological adaptations for deep water diving are testimony to the fine-tuning of evolution, the incremental adaptation of each and every animal to its particular niche. Last August, I camped out near Tróth Bán, the beautiful beach on Amblasquid Moor, the Great Blasket Island. As we went about our days, botanizing as it happens, we were followed and watched closely by seals in the water, their heads only just about poking out from the water as they bobbed about, their huge dark eyes following our every movement. Their whiskered faces are so endearing, their expressions so intelligent. It's not surprising that so many folktales exist about the mythical half-human, half-seal beings. My favourite of these stories is that of the Silky, beings who could switch between human and seal form, needing only to don their seal skin to become a seal again. There are many variations of the story of the Silky, all involving love and loss. Silkies would often marry and have a family, but would invariably long to return to sea. If their sealskin was hidden from them, they could be held back and obliged to obey the wishes of whoever had taken the sealskin into his possession. The legend of the Silky is a lovely acknowledgement of how similar these mammals are to us, how just a few tweaks in their physiology allows them to live in the water, how small the differences really are. Now I wonder what a seal would think of that.